love it. Damn. Are you ready to connect the dots? Hey, this is BBS Radio, Radio Free America. This is Connect the Dots Radio Show. This is your host, Tom Edison. Hey, there are changes everywhere, lying ahead in every road. There are new thoughts ready and waiting to explode. And nothing can change the shape of things to come. Yeah, the truth is upon us. And I speak it here on this show, where I can say whatever I want, and the government can't do crap about it. How about that? That's why it's Radio Free America. BBS Internet Radio. Hey, people. What is happening, you know? Hey, there's so much talk about the Trump assassination attempt. I mean, I don't even want to waste too much time on this, but, you know, the second shooter on top of the water tower, zip line down off the backside, runs through the woods and it picks up by a black limousine. That's registered to the Department of Agriculture. Anyhow, that's just some of the stuff floating around out there. And, of course, you can see by the videos, if they really wanted to kill him, they had more opportunities than just that first shot. Well, so much for that. Hey, do you know that the man called Gould, connect these words, you know, this is connect the dots. The man called Gould, who captured the postal flag, has the power to muster up the troops. Well, you know, we will find out in the near future whether that gets put into play or not. And we need to relook at all those wonderful things that William Tompkins gave in his interviews. And then there's this guy, David Snedeker. And then there's the old, hey, the problem, you know, with the ET bases under the Dulce, New Mexico, which is near the Four Corners, which brings to mind, you know, I watched something recently. They have this thing called Story Television on the New York free TV stations. And it's basically replays of the things that were on the History Channel, but they were talking, there was one on today about the Anasazi Native Americans and how they all of a sudden disappeared and how they were basically a peace-loving nation that farmed and everything, but near the end of 11th century or something like that, before their disappearance, all of a sudden they became very defensive, moved into the cliffs, and built all kind of little tiny fortifications. Whom were they protecting themselves from? And when you know it, the mainstream media History Channel thing didn't even bother to bring up the possibility of dangerous ETs, because all this is happening around the Four Corners. You know, the four states, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, and Utah, they all meet at a corner there, like it's an intersection. They all touch each other at the Four Corners. And this is the area we're talking about, and not to mention the possibility of giants still rolling around. There are Native stories, Native American stories about the giants. Bothering certain Native American cultures. So, you know, those are two possibilities, too. Hey, at the Four Corners, I mean, that's UFO territory. That's secret underground bases for the dark side. That should have been included in this documentary presentation on the Story Television Show. Well, so much for that. You know, this, let me just jump to something that was last week. It actually came out, but I didn't bother to talk about it last week. But on the SGT presentation on BitTube, oh yeah, there BitTube had this great presentation. I think it's 56 minutes long. In the beginning, it gives note to Dr. Anna Neelchaw, who says that, points out that the graphene mRNA ingredients in vaccines can actually help create demons via low-frequency plasma. Yeah, is that amazing or what? Again, more things that people that unfortunately took those vaccines need to be concerned about. You know, you better get your head on straight and be positive, because it's a possibility that you can be controlled from the inside because you stupidly took the vaccines. I have to say it like that. Come on. No testing, and you got conned into it, you know? People need to stop being so placent and stupid and believe what the government tells you. The government are liars. They can't be trusted. That I have to explain that. Anyhow, that's it. Graphene in the mRNA ingredients in vaccines can actually help create demons. It's also mentioned at the beginning of this presentation on BitTube. If you call a demon by its name, it has no power anymore, and you own it and control of it. And we can correlate that or connect it with one of the famous presentations in the Gospels of the Bible, where Jesus meets with Satan. And they have a little disagreement. You know, Satan makes a ridiculous offer. And Jesus says, calls the demon by his name, Satan, get behind me. There you go. Just by making that statement, Jesus took control of Satan and negated his powers. So this should be taken very seriously. You know, there's more to it there, you know. When you start correlating other information with the Bible, things that are in the Bible, they take on different meaning. Satan, get behind me. That's the exact words quoted that Jesus spoke when allowing Satan to make his presentation to him. So, hey, it's all connected, you know? That's why this show is called Connect the Dots, but you can connect these things too when you start making an intent to connect things. And what else was on the story television channel this afternoon, you know? Sometimes I just like to sit around and evaluate what they're putting out there. And everything on the story television channel in the New York City area is basically from the History Channel, so it's all kind of rerun stuff. So they were talking about somebody, search for Landis. Oh, how pathetic was that? I mean, really? And of course, no correlation about the recent revelations regarding Atlantis and how it was the extraterrestrials were involved and the people there, and the dark side eventually muddled its way in and corrupted the thinking. And they started using giant crystals, perhaps experimenting with weapon technology, and they ended up destroying their own little paradise that they had created on the continent of Atlantis. Meanwhile, you watch the show, man, they are going off the wall, you know? To give a little mention to Edgar Cayce, who said it was part of the continent was off the coast of east coast of the Bahamas or something like that. And they found a stone wall at the bottom, and that was discovered years ago. But, you know, they didn't find anything else to go with that. And then they zoomed back over across and made a brief statement that it could have been, the continent could have been all the way from the Bahamas over to the Azores. That little blip that pops out of the water not far from Spain. Then they go into the Mediterranean, oh man, and they're looking for, I mean, it got more ridiculous and more ridiculous. Somebody says it's a little bay in Greece, and then they do this big boat trailing a sound thing of an area between Crete and Syria, and come up with basically nothing, which is just so ridiculous anyhow, because a continent in the Atlantic Ocean would have to be in the Atlantic Ocean and to be a continent. You can't talk about a small little area as being a continent. You know, ridiculous. So much for that. Plus, that if you go to the portal and 2012portal.blogspot.com, you'll find out that the good guys, the Galactic Confederation, has removed all of the negative things related to Atlantis. And actually, after the event, America is going to be referred to as the new Atlantis. Yeah. How about that? Are we special here in America? Well, you damn well know we are, if you live here. And I just had to correlate those few little things. And while I'm on the thing of correlating here, if you go to the portal, they talk about, I mean, this thing has been going on for 12 years, Galactic Confederation removing all the bad stuff from our universe. You need to find out what's been going on behind, really going on behind the scenes on a galactic level, you know? Billions of spacecraft on our solar system just waiting and watching for the final event, which will be the beginning of the new reality. As the old, like a science fiction movie, as the old one, comes on at the end of the movies, science fiction movie, instead of saying the end, they would say the beginning. Well, the event coming, that quantum recrystallization of all matter, as described as such in the, I believe it's the book of Enoch, the Keys of Enoch, the Book of Knowledge. You need to look into that. Very informative. Very, to begin the introduction to the new sciences that is put together by the Academy of New Sciences, which we will be quickly introduced to. I mean, some of the you know, secret organizations know about the new sciences already, but the general public will learn about it right after the event. Yeah, it's coming, the event. The quantum recrystallization of all matter on Earth, including our bodies. It's an upgrade beyond upgrades. And look forward to it. If you have an open mind, if you have a closed mind, I don't know. I don't know how you will experience it. So anyhow, what was I going to say here? Yeah, back to connecting the dots here. We've been informed that the portal has informed us that Cobra's site, yeah, Cobra is the name for the representative of the resistance movement working for the Galactic Confederation, that is freeing us from the constraints of the dark side. Going on for 12 years, you need to go to the portal and find out what you've been missing out on. You won't hear it anywhere else. And there's always little tidbits coming on from different sources and stuff. And they, for years there, they were telling us the Pleiadians were going to be the first ones we met. We will meet. because they're all going to land, one by one or a couple at a time after the event. They're going to physically land on our world, and they're going to meet us face to face, and we'll see what they really look like. And, of course, the first ones landing will be humanoid, basically pretty much looking like ourselves. And from what I hear, the Pleiadians are close to exactly like us in looks. So anyhow, they were going to be the first ones meeting us. But then the plans got changed just within the last year. And now this group called the Aldebarans, I know it sounds like a singing group or something, are from the Soraya system, I believe. But if not, correct me. Hey, this is calling a radio show. The number here is 888-627-6008. If you're looking on your internet screen and listening to that, well, the numbers are up there. It's in Station 1. And Station 1 of the BBS Internet Radio Network. So also information that's come out, too, right around this time, is that the Aldebarans were actually interacting with the Nazis. Oh, my God. Was that deliberate, or did they didn't know what kind of evil they were working with? But that's part of the big picture. And we wonder, can we trust the Aldebarans? Well, we don't have much of a choice because they're the ones doing the work. They're the ones who are physically removing these high-tech negative aliens from our world, and they've pretty much all been gone. Now, just some of the puppets still remaining, you know, the stupid humans that sold their soul to the dark side. You know, Gates, Soros, Wasi, you know, the Rothschilds, the list goes on and on and on. Many members of the U.S. Congress, oh yeah, they sold their soul to the dark side. But let's... Hey, while we're talking about Pleiadians and stuff, Pleiadians are remote viewers, I hear, and they have the ability to travel through time. And what else is there's this group called the Dogon African tribe. There's been contradictory information about that. The first mention we actually hear is actually in the Keys of Enoch. The guy wrote the book, J.J. Hertek, he met with them in Africa. But then new information had come out recently that they were with the dark side. I don't know. Somehow connected to Soraya's system. Well, then again, there's always two sides to the same story or something like that. Yeah, the Aldebarans, back to that singing group. Gave technology to the Nazis at the end of World War II. That technology was moved to Antarctica. You know, that's why we have all this interest in Antarctica, you know. Of course, the general public doesn't get told about that. And I say that's the beauty of the event. As soon as the friendly ETs land on planet Earth, they're going to give us full disclosure of all that's been kept from us. And boy, that I am looking forward to that. So we won't have to be debating, are these good guys, are these bad guys? How many galactic federations are there? Is there a good one? There's a bad one? There's a medium one? Is there an alternative one? Plus, what about the Galactic Confederation? Yeah, the ones that work with Cobra and the Resistance and the good guys. But there's a Galactic Federation that claims to be working with the good guys, too. And then there's Ashtar Command. Well, some sources say they're good, and some say they're bad. Like, what are you going to believe, you know? But Ashtar is supposed to be the commander of the good fleet, the Prius. But then there's other sources that say, no, you can't trust Ashtar Command. it does get a little confusing there, and you've got to discern correctly. Well, here's something you don't have to discern about too much, but you need to find out about it and interact with it. It's called the violet flame. I've talked about it before. It's something pops up in the global meditations. Now, in fact, usually before they start the meditation, a couple of words of introduction, and then they ask everyone participating to call on the violet flame. It's out there. You just have to mentally call for it. You can physically call for it, too. And it's an energy, a loving energy. It's with the good side, not the dark side. The violet flame, it won't burn you. You call on it to descend upon you and protect you. The violet flame, the violet flame can transmute low negative energies into high frequencies, thereby dissipating the darkness. You know, darkness only can exist in low frequency situations. And when you're calling for the violet flame, you're to envision a rotating counterclockwise direction. Yeah, so that's important to keep in mind, too, because that's supposedly connected with the violet flame, a counterclockwise direction, and you can envision it spinning around, coming down around you, and protecting you. And, of course, you can also ask it, please transmute any negative energies. You can communicate with these forces, these entities, these cosmic particles, whatever you want to call it. And while we're using the word cosmic, you know, there's something called the cosmic central sun. You can learn about that by going to the portal. And many of these global meditations ask you to envision the central sun, the central cosmic sun of the universe, which emanates loving light vibrations. And you envision those vibrations going through all the galaxies, coming to the solar system, coming to planet Earth, coming down through your body and hitting the center of the Earth, our Mother Earth, and creating this connection. That's always part of a global meditation, and all it requires is you to be able to envision these things happening. It's not that difficult, but that's it. There's love emanating from the center of the universe through the cosmic central sun. Yeah, suns are alive. Yeah, they have their own personalities. They have consciousness. Our sun has it too. In fact, right now it's important to get out in the sun for at least 5 minutes every day and do sun gazing in the morning and at sundown. Find out about sun gazing and do it. Because there's where the information is coming from that will help you. Your mind will pick it up. Your third eye will pick it up. And the scientific facts that your body needs to activate, reactivate the dormant DNA and all other kinds of things and set in motion the uplifting of your frequency, it's done through the sun. Solar flares are information. You want to be out there. You hear a lot of solar flares, go out and spend a lot of time in the sun. You know, if you haven't noticed already, the sun's a lot hotter than it used to be. That's not happening by chance. That's part of the process that's going on. So a word to the wise on that. And, you know, you got to do the work here. Don't think that someone's coming floating down in the sky, got to do it all for you. But we have been given a tremendous amount of help. The Earth would have never freed itself for this upcoming transformation without the help of our galactic brothers and sisters. Understand that, you know. They've come to our rescue. You wonder why it didn't come sooner. But whatever, it played out like it played out in the dark side. They are doomed. You know, the war was decided in the favor of light a year and a half ago at a global meditation. I participated in that. Maybe some of you did too. Hey, did you know you can invoke the memory of Atlantis at Sedona, Arizona? Yeah. And a warning, this upcoming September 1st to November 19th, they know from those who go into the future and come back and tell us, and there are those out there who do that, that this is the last battle of the dark forces will be, major battle will be initiated and put into play between September 1st and November 19th. And that's going to be their last attempt to create the new world order. And what else? So yeah, after the event, we'll be introduced to Agartha, yeah, civilization below the earth, honeycombed within the bowels of the earth. Yeah, there's a civilization there. People that wanted to keep away from darkness, so they retreated into the earth and kept their loving society there. So anyhow, I don't know if they were 100% loving, but we'll find out all about that after the event. Look forward to the event. Do your part to make it happen sooner. Project love. Projecting love will gather love. Love is the highest vibration in the universe. That's right. Except for maybe God himself, but God is love. Yeah, that's right. The real God is love, not the false gods who demand sacrifices and retribution. Unfortunately, our world got really ruined by false god worship and negative ETs pretending to be gods when they were just taking advantage of the gullible nature of human beings. And of course, their motto was might was right, and that's how they took control most cases of the human race. Yeah, and while we're talking about demons and control of people, it's an important thing for you to do for yourself, because some of you might be still wrong, open to being wrongly influenced, and you need to break your ties from the dark side, because it's been told to us within the last number of years that when we incarnated in Earth, not only did we pick our parents as to what body, the parents, you know, create the physical body, and you, the personality, enter into that body of your choosing, if it's available still. And we had to, because the dark side had controlled our world so badly, we had to sign agreements to, you know, blah, 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 whatever it was, contracts they call them. So it's important that you, the individual, cancel any contracts you had to agree to be born on planet Earth in these recent times. They're never those dark side bastards. Anyhow, apparently we've been told that we had to participate in agreeing to these contracts, but now we have the opportunity to cancel the contracts. And I'm just going to read it out for you here. So listen closely. This is what you would say to cancel the contract with the dark forces, any contracts you might have made, whether you remember them or not. You say, in the name of the I am that I am, in the name of the divine soul presence that I am, in the name of all ascended beings of light, in the name of the Galactic Confederation, in the name of the Galactic Center, I decree and command to cancel and nullify all my past, present, and future contracts and agreements made between any part of my being and the dark forces. Understand that all these contracts and agreements and all their consequences are now completely erased from my reality. I declare I am now free. All the karma of my whole being is now erased as well. I am a free sovereign being of light from now until eternity. So be it, and so it is in light. Sincerely, Tom Edison. Naturally, you say your name. So do that. If you can't remember what I just said, if you weren't doing it while I was saying it, well, hey, this is BBS Internet Radio. All the shows are archived. So this is Saturday. By Tuesday, it'll be up on BBS Radio. You go to the name of my show, Connect the Dots, and you can archive everything that happened tonight. Every word I said will be there, and you can re-listen to it again. And you should do that in this case, because you'll have an exact word repeat of what I just said, you know, canceling and what you need to say to cancel any contract you might have unknowingly agreed to. Hey, you know, jump back to that guy who claimed the flag for America, Mr. Gould. You can find out his first name, look him up. He went to the Vatican, did all kinds of great things, you know, set up a new U.S. postal system. And on his site, you can find out about the claims of the life that he offers versus the state nationals. And there's a movie called Last Flag Standing, I think, .com. So these are things, important things to look into, you know. There's some people out there listening to me, I believe they're state nationals. And it's another declaration of independence that you're declaring for yourself, and you're eliminating your dead status as a citizen. You know, I've mentioned that before. And then there's another guy to look into, Andrew Bishargo. Look him up, see what he's done, see what he's doing. And these are important things to do, you know. I can't do it all for you. You can't. Other people can't do it all for you. Some of these things, you have to go and do the work yourself and do the investigation. And if you want to be a state national, you got to do the work to become it. Government isn't going to do for you. They want you as a dead entity, which was created by your mother got duped in the hospital. If you were born in the hospital,
you have to call
it. They put your name as a dead vessel because it was all in capital print. And then they used your life form, having control of your life, the government getting control of your life, and they were able to sell you for money on the stock exchange. Is that crazy or what? So that would be part of the money, I guess, that's turned back to us after the event. Yeah, we all have money coming to us after the event, too, and it'll be the end of poverty, and we'll life, it will be paradise on earth, but there'll still be work to be done. So that's the deal, Camille, you know. Is there a caller out there? Hello?
Hello? Yes, hello. This is Eva.
How are you, Eva, thank you for calling in. And what is on your mind?
You asked something about, does anybody know Mr. Gould's first name? Did you ask that, or was I hearing
something? Yeah, I just mentioned because I couldn't think of it. What, do you know what his first name is?
Russell J. Gould.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I just couldn't think of it. So
that's the cat.
I said what I knew.
He's a hard worker. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the most amazing thing is that he did all those things, and everybody... you know, the real governments of the world kind of pretend that didn't happen, you know. And can he really...
They do that a lot.
Horses, you know?
Yes, They do that a lot. They do that even if you got them in court, you know, with a judge. They ignore you. They pretend, ignore, and pretend and ignore. That's what they do. They just keep their little ship a rolling in the direction they want.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what you do.
It's a game to play, you know. I know I mentioned it before, but we can play the reverse thing on them. This is a guy I know personally, the only guy I know personally who beat the IRS single-handedly and won his case and got it so they would never take taxes out of his paycheck anymore. He won the case.
Good.
But he went to court on something else, and by simply asking the judge the key question, Your Honor, can you tell me what court I'm in? And the judge didn't know how to answer that because he didn't want to reveal the truth. He just turned around and walked out of the courthouse, and nobody stopped him. The judge didn't say anything, and it just went on like it never happened. And but he won his case.
Yep, and then, he never heard from them again.
Right.
More than likely.
So that game can be played two ways, you know.
I was wondering, do you think that there's many people that have read Plato's Republic? I mean, Plato's Republic, that book.
I don't know if everybody. I don't think there's too many people read it. We mostly know the story about Plato told the story of Atlantis, and it's out there. Did you read it?
Yeah, Plato's Republic. Plato's Republic. No, I didn't read it. I did not read it.
Same here, I didn't read it either.
I know. Yeah.
But I do have some interesting info related to that. I don't know even where I picked this up in. I was reading somebody else's commentary about Plato and his writing about Atlantis. And according to this article, there was another philosopher maybe 50 years before or 30 years, 40 years before Plato that actually first told the story of Atlantis. And Plato actually just copied. How about that?
Copied it.
I didn't even think of the guy's name there. But another Greek person there was talking about Atlantis before he did, also was known as the philosopher that day and age, and Plato basically copied a story from him.
Yeah, I saw a video about that. Yeah, I heard that, and that their stories were quite similar, is how it ended, you know.
Plato just became more popular because he was the one also presenting what became known as the Platonic Solids. The five special shapes that are the building blocks of just about everything here on Earth.
Yeah, okay, yes, okay. That would make anybody famous, more famous than the other guy.
Yeah, because they named it after him. That's what kept his name up there in the limelight, and the guy who had the original Atlantis story, he was forgotten.
Yeah, he sure was.
That's the way it works, you know? Here's something interesting, now that I mentioned the Platonic Solids. Nobody ever mentions the perfect shape called the sphere. You know, you would think that would be included too in a building block of the universe. Because spheres are very important things. In fact, time is on a sphere. You know, I learned that from a lecture of somebody who quit he was on the Montauk Project, if people are familiar with that. That happened in 1983 out on Montauk, Long Island, that's in New York State, which was the culmination of the Philadelphia experiment, where the guys that had quit jumped the ship, and the ship disappeared, and for some reason, they had to wait 40 years to reconnect with the situation. They brought the two guys who jumped the ship back. But the project, and then they found out, you know, how to you manipulate time any time you wanted to, because they had success with doing it 40 years later, and then they started bringing technology back, going to the future, and right after 1983, that was the beginning of the technology evolution here on Earth, and they kept using their newly found time travel abilities to go into the future and bring back technologies and make us all these great, wonderful, high-tech products by stealing from the future. And that's why we have all these products out here now. So that's part of the thing. But he quit the program because he was just becoming too evil. And I learned a lot of things by going to that lecture.
And, wow, that's some deep stuff.
That was the best explanation in that lecture of time. And he explained it as time. You are the point in the center of the sphere. And time is actually on the edge of a sphere, and it's all happening at the same time. And once you learn how to go to the place you want to go, once you've gained that knowledge, you can go to any point on that sphere and experience that reality at that point.
Wow.
And so that's why they say all things are happening simultaneously, because they're all points on the outside of a sphere.
Yeah.
And that's important.
And that explains
things like that.
And that explains no beginning, no end, because it's on a sphere. Okay.
Yeah, it's all happening simultaneously. Oh, and, you know,
That makes sense.
I think you brought that up, or brought it up, or whatever. But this thing I was watching about the Anasazi all happening around the Four Corners and stuff like that. Another important thing happened was revealed in Nexus magazine maybe 25 years ago. Back in the 70s, a couple of hikers found a cave, and they word got out to the government. The government came in and took control of it, and they found had people working on the down in these caves. They found 23 chambers, and of course you can correlate that to the 23 pairs of genes that human beings have. You know, 23 pairs.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy, again, the government looking to do evil or what are under the control of evil. That guy quit the project, left the country, and spilled the beans to Nexus magazine, and brought the photographs with him of what the caves look like, and amazing murals that had cave walls, that the whole wall of the cave cut out of solid rock was a mural, each one of them with pictographs, and that was the communication there. So anyhow, he got out in time because he mentioned what they were looking for was blank slate technology. And that's the ability to go in, do time travel, arrive at your destination, and change things around to change history. Dangerous thing to be doing, but that's what they were searching for from this information.
Of course.
And according to Ashiana Dean, there's another connection there. She's the only one else I ever heard mention blank slate technology, but she doesn't explain what it is. Well, so much for that.
Blank.
What else is on your mind, Evan?
The American State National comment you made. I'm an American State National, and right now I'm in the middle of... Thank you. And right now I'm in the middle of working with a mild little speeding ticket with the Flagstaff courts. I'm here in Arizona. And I'll tell you, these folks, they just, you can send them a petition. I sent them a petition of for abatement. And because they did not address me properly. They addressed me with all caps letters, you know, my all caps name, because they're after that. Yeah, they're after that trust, the bonds, and trust the securities bonds and so forth. They're after that on that is attached to my, what the heck is it? My birth certificate. And, right. you know, that's what they're really, truly after. They're really, truly after, you know, the, and so I've just sent them a motion to, because they made a plea for me, because I didn't go. I told them I wasn't going. I was waiting for them to abate the ticket so that, you know, to put it off to, so that they could make all the corrections. Because I have a CDL. They put me down as a Class D. I have a Class A license, which puts me into the commercial mode where I can...
Oh, you might where I can drive, yeah. beat that case on that because, you know...
Yeah, because they have a clerical
mistake.
But I'm trying to beat them on a different...
In many states, it's enough to get you off right there.
I'm trying to beat them just by being an American state national now, and I've provided them my recorded documents, you know, the documents that I recorded to become an American state national. Yes, and that will. And I told them that I was. I told the officer I was. But the thing, I'm testing it out just to make sure that it's all good. And I'll tell you what, they ignore. They ignore. They pretend. They don't address people's arguments. They just don't. They just simply ignore you. They throw judgment at you, and then they throw, you know, the payment fee schedule. I got my own payment fee schedule that they're going to get. That I'm going to, you know, serve them here. And after I do my motion for a summary judgment, where I'm gonna look for money from them. Because I got my...
Well,
I've already
got my... I wish you a lot of luck
recorded.
With that. I understand what you're talking about. Just out of curiosity, did you, within 72 hours of getting the ticket, did you send it back to them and tell them...
No, I did not. But I did.
Oh, that's the one thing you forgot.
Well, no, I didn't forget. It's just I was going to a family funeral, and I didn't have time. I didn't have time. Yeah, and I was with my mom, and I take care of my mom, and so she's a handful traveling, you know, because she's got dementia, she's not well. And so, yeah, my hands were a little full traveling. She was tired, she gets cross, and it was not a fun trek. But then I came back and sent them the documentation. They didn't know that I was American state national because I'm not pure in my paperwork. I don't have my passport, which would give me the diplomatic immunity, but I do have all my documents recorded. So I sent them that.
When the cop pulled you over, you didn't have a passport with you to give him as a...
I did not have my passport, but I wouldn't show him my driver's license. I said, look, I'm not going to give you jurisdiction. I'm not giving you my driver's license. You know, and I said, besides that, you wouldn't, I'm not going to give you jurisdiction. And I did tell him, I said, when you hand me the ticket to sign, pre-tell the cop this, because then they serve you, because he served me. He didn't give me an opportunity to sign it, because I was going to put, you know, contract not accepted, because, you know, I'm not going to accept the contract. But he served me instead, which he's not even an officer that is approved to serve. It has to be a sheriff. I mean, that he's not a serving individual. So, but they ignored that. But they're going after the trust money. They're going after the trust money. That's all they want. They don't give a shit about the laws. They don't care about whether anybody's going to get hurt.
They're going after the money in your wallet, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and they by you acquiescing, you know, by going, you know, tacit agreement, by paying the ticket, you are giving them jurisdiction, and I'm not giving them jurisdiction. I've not attended. They even pled for me. They pled guilty when I was not in attention. I told them I wasn't coming. I told them I was waiting for an abatement, and they didn't give it. They didn't even acknowledge it. They direct it. They addressed my all caps name, which is, you know, and I sent them a copy of my birth certificate. I redacted all the CUSIP numbers, and the CUSIP numbers are the numbers they need for accessing your SESTA K trust, the bonds, you know, the securities, the sureties.
Right, the bond that's attached to your name.
Yeah, yeah, the monies, yeah. So I did redact those, but I let them know you will not have access. I did not give them permission to have access to my CKV trust. But when it comes to all the birth certificate and when you get your birth certificate and or social security application, they are converted into government securities, okay? And then they're assigned a CUSIP number, which they group into lots. you know, big piles of them. And then they're marketed as a, like a mutual fund investment. And then the profits are moved into a government Sestakay trust that I'm talking about. And if you are happen to still be alive, then the certified documents that are reinvested, and then the funds are, the funds contained in the Sestakay trust that the judge and the clerk and the county prosecutor are what they're really after. That's what they want. They want those. Because by the judge sending a copy of your birth, by me sending a copy of my birth certificate to this judge with my CUSIP numbers redacted, I'm asserting all my rights and I'm denying them access to these funds. And it keeps them from getting access to my monies. And therefore, that is what's going to make them dismiss this. I'm thinking that's going to be, they're not going to want to even talk to me anymore because they have no access to my monies, to my trust. So we'll see how that goes. I will call another time and let you know about that.
Yeah.
That's where we're at.
So important information. Hey, people listening out there, learn something about the power of being a state national, because we all need to change over eventually. And, do our part in fighting in the corrupt system that has been imposed upon us since our mother gave birth to us in a hospital.
And our mother accidentally became an informant, because on your birth certificate, your mom signs in the box that says informant. What's an informant? It's somebody that gives someone up to another, ultimately, you know? We all know what that is. And that's, she doesn't even know what she's doing, that she's doing that. She's giving her kid a name.
To take advantage of somebody whose mind is somewhere else at the time and trick them into signing something they should not sign.
Well, this is all fightable by the under duress, you know, all of this, because none of us knew that we were, you know, being bought and sold in slavery, really. None of us knew.
And our mother didn't know it either.
Yeah, she didn't know either. She wouldn't have done it. Yeah. Okay, I'll let you go. I love listening to you. You have a blessed day. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. Okay, people, you got it there. This is that was a lot of important information about your right to become a state national and gain your life back, because I've looked into it myself and I found out that, the term citizen defines you as a dead vessel under maritime law. And that's why it's important to understand what kind of a court you're going into. You have to go to court. Maybe you can try that routine too. We ask the judge, Your Honor, tell me what court am I in? And you might get the same results too. If he doesn't answer, you just turn around, walk out of that courtroom. And if he lets you go like that, you won your case, because, you know, judges are all part of the scam too. And we shouldn't have the original laws set up by the Constitution were laws of the land. And somewhere along the line, exactly what year it is, you need to look that up yourself. I don't know. It could be 1871 when they set up the U.S. Corporation, that they changed the court system to become maritime. And who's always been in control of the maritime law? The English, you know, the British. And that's what they say, the British still control Americans via a corrupt legal system, via the U.S. Corporation, which is a perversion of the real United States of America. And that's why, if I'm just going to mention for 1 minute here, if you listen to my show before, I am a 2024 U.S. presidential candidate. I'm doing it the hard way as a writing candidate. And if you go to my site, 2020presidenttomedison.com, you'll see one of the first things I mentioned as far as my game plan, I'm looking for all Democrats and the Republicans to vote for me and turn their back on the fraudulent, yes, fraudulent political parties that are part of the U.S. corporation. They're not, that don't follow the Constitution. Their allegiance is to the bankers and the money grabbers and the money lenders. And that's why you shouldn't vote for a Democrat or Republican presidential candidate, you know? Because if they're willing to become partners with these fraudulent governmental groups in America, you're being supportive of a fraudulent system that violates the Constitution. And that's why you should vote for me. Check it out. Look into it. But I clearly make point that these political parties are fraudulent on my website there. And plus, I am claiming to be most qualified because I'm bringing the solutions to the table. If you listen to the candidates out there now, they don't have any specific solutions to anything. They talk in generalities, and they keep confusing everybody with the left, the right, the far right, the left, the middle, whatever. I've said before, but I want to say it again. These generalizations blur the truth. We should not be referring to any person or group or anything as left, right, middle. This is dumbing down the intelligence level of any communication. Those are generalities, and that is not being specific enough to be truthful. We should stop using them. I never refer to myself as left, right, middle, or anything like that. I refuse to participate in the blurring of truth. Everyone else should get on with that. It's the political parties that have perpetrated this crap, this blurring of truth on you. And if every time you go along with it, every time you refer to something as the left or right, far right, what? You're bolstering a fraudulent system that, you know, it's just not about truth. It's about a blurring of truth. But we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, this was a call-in radio show. Too late now. But maybe next week. You got a phone? You got something important to say? Call in and share your knowledge. And you might want to archive the show come Tuesday because a lot of things were said during the show. All right, I'm going to do the countdown. You're going to hear the lead guitar solo of my, hey, I play guitar, I write songs, I have recorded. So my song, Are You the Partying Kind? You can catch the YouTube on it out there on YouTube. I got my own YouTube channel, Thomas in 5621. Yeah, how about that? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Listen to the words. It could be your anthem, too. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand. Without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I Without being, it ain't clear to me.